week on The Marquee, we've got a down-and-out dance troupe and a determined dad. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Prisoners, Hugh Jackman's daughter and her best friend go missing near their home. A local detective, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is on the case, but Jackman decides that he must take the law into his own hands in order to save them. While the premise is great, and it poses some thought-provoking moral questions, the story is a precarious house of cards that goes on for far too long.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing. Isn't the same old addiction drama about the same old addiction? Mark Ruffalo, Tim Robbins, and Josh Gad star as a trio of sex addicts in various stages of the recovery. Though it offers an eye-opening look at addiction, it's neither a fluffy chick flick nor a profound award-worthy drama. It's simply an enlightening film filled with charming characters.
The dance epic Battle of the Year stars Lost Josh Holloway as a hard-luck basketball coach that is recruited to bring together a group of dancers capable of bringing home a coveted dance trophy back to American soil. This may end up being the movie of the year if it's half as good as the TV commercials make it out to be.
Also this week, be sure to head to the Gateway for the second annual Film Festival of Columbus, which runs through the 29th. Films featured include I Am Divine, Gore Vidal, The United States of Amnesia, Good Ol' Frida, and many more. Or if you, like everyone else, missed Harrison Ford, Gary Oldman, and Miley's ex, Liam Hemsworth, in last month's box office bomb, Paranoia, you can head to Carriage Place this weekend to check it out. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Thanks for Sharing. It isn't an especially noteworthy film, but the lovable cast makes it worth a look.
Admit it, Kristen, you loved Battle of the Year.
Oh, if only we'd seen it.
Well, as for my pick, I really wish I could recommend Prisoners, but it fell well short of greatness. Luckily, the much sillier and scarier Insidious Chapter 2 is worth seeing, so again, it receives my recommendation.
Or if this week's new movies don't have you planning a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like World War Z. In this zombie thriller, Brad Pitt stars as a former UN investigator who's called back to work to search for the source of a mysterious pandemic in order to find a cure. This isn't the same old zombie movie. Instead, it's a tense and mysterious film with a charming star.
Harry Potter's Emma Watson stars in Sofia Coppola's The Bling Ring. This cautionary tale follows a group of celebrity-obsessed teens that begin to rob the homes of the rich and famous. It's as intriguing as it is disgusting and sad.
In the East, indie darling Britt Marling stars as an intelligence agent who finds herself getting emotionally attached to the members of the anarchist group that she's been hired to infiltrate.
Steven Soderbergh's HBO original film Behind the Candelabra explores the strange relationship between Scott Thorson and flamboyant pianist Liberace. It stars Michael Douglas, Matt Damon, and Rob Lowe.
Scenic Route stars Josh Duhamel and Dan Fogler as a pair of old friends who begin to take their frustrations out on each other when their truck breaks down in the desert.
If you don't fancy any of this week's new releases, there's plenty of horror classics to check out to get you ready for Halloween, including Dracula, Frankenstein, The Wolfman, Bride of Frankenstein, and the slightly more contemporary Day of the Dead from 1985.
Although the latest batch of Halloween classics does sound tempting, I have to give my pick of the week to World War Z. It's neither a gory horror flick nor an over-the-top blockbuster, but it's a smart and suspenseful thriller nonetheless.
I don't think World War Z is going to be remembered as a classic, but it is a mildly entertaining film. For something with a little more social commentary and brain-eating, you can't go wrong with George Romero's Day of the Dead.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Racers, Gamblers, and Jet Setters. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
you're so money and you don't even know it.